Paul, one question, of course, as we continue our dialogue, to some people who just don't believe this story. What do you tell them?
Well, who do they have to hear it from? I mean, if they believe in the U.S. military, they should listen to General Habinger. If they believe in the academics, they should listen to Dr. Graham Allison, who's in charge of the Belfer Center at Harvard, who says that a nuclear attack is imminent and will occur. He believes it's going to occur before the end of the year.
Oh my God!
If you believe in the press, you turn to people like Bill Keller and BBC, reputable sources. They'll all tell you the same thing. If you want to turn to an intelligence agency, every intelligence agency in the world verifies the same thing. I'm nobody. I'm only a reporter. I'm only telling you, you know, what I learned and what information that I can disseminate that I obtained from other people. But that's it.
There is one reporter in jail for not revealing her sources now. There's another before the same grand jury spilling his guts.
Right.
Are your sources confidential, or all out there?
In every book I write, at the end of every sentence, I have a footnote. That's one thing I always pride myself on. I would never say anything unless I could back it up.
So, in your opinion, how many of these potential nukes, suitcase nukes, are in the country now?
Well, when you speak about suitcase nukes, it's kind of deceptive. This is what he obtained: not only nuclear suitcase bombs, but he obtained small tactical nuclear weapons from the Russian arsenal. I'm talking about nuclear mines, things like that.
Okay.
Things that pack an incredible punch. But you know, a series of small tactical nuclear weapons. He has developed some on his own too. I believe Kobani's probably correct that there are at least 20 here.
At least 20.
Yeah.
Already put in position, Paul?
Already put in position. Tenet announced to Bush, this is back in October 2001, George Tenet, who was the former director of the CIA,
right,
that three had arrived here. And since then, we know from, as I mentioned before, from the laptop of Mahmoud and the laptop of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other people, that more weapons have been forward deployed to the U.S.
Don't we have the kind of equipment to search for potential radiation leakage or anything like that in order to find these?
Well,
satellites, something that would find these?
Well, you see, if you're transporting a nuclear weapon, you're going to transport it in a lead canister, or into a canister where you're going to be able to contain the radiation.
So a leak-proof container.
Right. So if you want to transport one, let's face it, you could probably send one by Federal Express in this country. You could just put it in a package and take it to the post office.
You might be able to get through with something.
But even if you decided to ship it overseas to, you know, from Karachi to one of our ports, only 10% of the freight is being inspected right now. So you have a wonderful chance of arriving here, or put it in a private plane. Less than 25% of the freight in any private plane is examined.
Okay, now, just so we all have a clear picture of this potential horrible tragedy, if these 20, as you say, are scattered all around the country in strategic places, it's going to do damage. It's going to do a lot of damage. It's going to take out 4 million people. But keep in mind now, there are 300 million in the United States. So you're not talking about shutting down the country, are you?
Yes. You're talking about night. If one of these went off, George, just one of these had a yield of 10 kilotons, and many of these weapons do. If one went off in New York or L.A., it would immediately take out about in the radius of ground zero where the detonation would occur. It would take off at least a half a mile, just a conventional explosive.
Oh my! And then what about the fallout?
But after that would come a from that explosion would come a fireball that would have a temperature of it would reach 460 feet in
height.
Yeah, in height, and it would have a temperature of 10 million degrees Celsius.
And how far out would that go?
Oh, that would rip through L.A. and rip through New York, for miles, and vaporizing everything in its path. And after that would come juggernaut blast in excess of 640.
All right, so what is our response? Do we then retaliate and blow up the entire Middle East? What do we do?
Where do you retaliate? That's the problem. Where do you...
All right, so you obviously believe that Osama bin Laden, unlike some other people, is still alive, right?
A Boy Scout troop, George. We know exact... last year I wrote a book called Osama's Revenge, and I appeared on Fox News at least 30 times, and 200 other news programs. And I continually announced that bin Laden was in the Valley of Deer. That's the information that I received from every source.
That's near Pakistan. That's in Pakistan.
Exactly. It's in the north. Exactly. It's in the northwest frontier province of Pakistan. Well, at that time, the CIA was saying he's in Waziristan, which is farther, much farther south. Well, guess what? 3 weeks ago, the CIA announced that, oh, we were wrong. He's in the Valley of Deer. He's been spotted there with satellites.
So take
Bora Bora.
Why don't we take it out?
Well, look at this. If, in fact, we invade Pakistan, that region, it's tribal, it's autonomous, the Musharraf government would topple. Pakistan would be taken over by mullahs, and Pakistan, of course, is nuclear capable. So you might have taken care of one nightmare, but you created another one.
Let me bring up this scenario, Paul, because I'm an old James Bond fan, and I have seen all those movies. And all they really wanted to do was cut a deal. You know, they always threatened, we have this kind of weapon. We've got this kind of capability. But now what we want is we want $1 billion. We want this, and then we'll go away. And, of course, James Bond always was able to foil the plot before it unfolded. Is it possible that what bin Laden is trying to do is not blow everything up, but merely to use economic extortion by threats to just do whatever he has to do in terms of lining his own coffers? Is that possible?
No, I don't think it's possible at all, George. I think that this guy believes his interpretation of the Quran. You know, Islam means submission. And from the time of, right after the death of the prophet, the religion spread throughout the Arab world and throughout to the east and to the west, throughout northern Africa, to Spain, up through the Pyrenees of France, by the sword. Even the Crusades were caused by the Muslims moving east, moving west. And that has constantly occurred through the Ottoman Empire. It has occurred throughout history. They believe that the Judeo-Christian world has to submit to Islam, to the throne of Allah. Bin Laden wrote a letter to the American people that everyone should read. Everyone should read. You can get it out. You just go if you have a computer. Just type in Bin Laden's letter to America. Everyone should read that. He tells you exactly what he wants.